My name is Valeria. I am 19 years old. Today is December the 8th, 2019, and I'm speaking with my little sister, Isabella. We are recording this interview in DeLand, Florida. To start, please share your name, age, and where you are recording with me today.
My name is Isabella. My age is 12. And we are on a bed.
Okay. What is your best memory of your childhood? You can think.
Oh my god. Probably the SeaWorld field trip in fifth grade.
Why?
Because me and Ruth, we were freezing the entire time because it was raining, and then we had to go on the bus, and then we couldn't use the bathroom. So it was really funny. And we bought a lot of food. Okay. And turtles. Fake turtles.
Okay. Okay. What advice do you wish you could give to your younger self?
Oh my god. I'm still young.
Okay, but like your younger self. Maybe sixth grade self. Or fifth grade going on to sixth grade, you know, whatever.
Don't argue with so many people.
Okay. What are your favorite family holidays and why? Like Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Christmas, because we wake up, we eat, and then like we'll have like a breakfast, and then we'll open presents. Yeah,
that's
nice. And New Year's.
Oh, New Year's.
Yeah.
Okay. What advice would you give your teenage self? So, like, advice to your future self.
Oh my god, I don't know.
That's fine.
Don't fail math.
That's good. Okay. Okay, can you tell me about where you grew up and what was it like?
I grew up in a house.
Where?
In Lake Mary.
Mm-hmm.
We had a big tree in the backyard.
Oh, yeah. It was a really big tree.
Yeah.
I remember always getting scared that it'd fall over.
I would try to climb the tree. I never did.
Yeah. Clearly.
Yeah.
Okay, and what was it like?
It was a nice house. It had a nice kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Did you have a nickname? And if so, can you tell me the story of how you got it?
Issa. Because I have ISA in my name.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know how you got Issa either. But. Okay. Next question. What was one of the worst things you ever did as a kid?
I don't know.
Okay. You never did anything wrong?
Well, I don't know. On the top of my head.
Okay. We'll skip it. Are there any childhood friends you want to tell me about?
My best friend, Ruth.
What about her?
She's funny.
Yes. Yeah. She is funny, Issa.
She has curly hair. Mm-hmm. And is annoying. Oh. Yeah.
How'd you guys meet?
We had lit club together in fourth grade.
Why did she become your best friend and not like any other kids?
Because we got close.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next. Can you tell me one of your happiest childhood memories? And can you tell me one of your worst childhood memories? Dun dun dun. It's getting deep.
Oh my god.
One of your best ones.
One of my best ones? Mm-hmm.
You're still a child, so you could say, like, anything.
When I got my phone. This phone?
Mm-hmm. When did you get it?
This is Jimmy's old phone, so, like, I got it last year in sixth grade.
Oh. I don't remember that.
And one of my worst memories, when I was a little kid, like, little kid, you grabbed one of my Barbies ripped the head off.
I still remember it. It was like a Sleeping Beauty doll, I think.
Yeah, I think it was because you had two or three of those. Why was that one of your worst memories?
Because I was so annoyed. Yeah.
Okay, well, I was annoyed because... Why would I rip off one of the heads without, like, you being annoying?
Because you're annoying?
No. Whatever. Next question. Gosh.
Yeah.
Were there any teachers who had a particularly strong influence on your life? And can you tell me about them?
My third grade teacher, Miss Uliana or Uliana, I don't know. Because she always, like, gave us chances when we messed up.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, if you, like, lost something that was really important, she'll give you another chance.
So, like, if you lost your homework?
Yeah, she'll help you out with it.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, next. Okay, can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
Ew. Wait, I cracked.
Just curved your toes.
Ew. Wait, whenever I got to see Ruth after not seeing her. Like, over the summer.
Oh, that's so ew, cute.
Look at you. Shut up.
Oh, did you almost cry?
No.
Oh, too bad. What made that stand out? Like, why were you so happy when you got to see her?
Because she's my best friend.
And?
And I didn't see her for a while.
Okay. Did she cry?
I can see her crying.
No, she didn't. She ran up to me, though.
Aw, so cute. So cute. Oh, okay. Do you have a favorite memory of me?
Nope, next.
No, I'm not going to say it.
Wait. Okay. No, okay.
Just... No.
Okay. Whenever we started watching Black Lightning together.
Oh.
Because it's a good show.
Bonding.
Sponsor me.
No, kidding!
Ew, why are you so loud? You're hurting my ears. Okay. Black Knight. Lightning's back. Okay. Is there anything that you've never told me but want to tell me now?
No.
Okay. Why'd you make that stank face? Okay. Are there things about me that you've always wanted to know but have never asked?
No.
Okay. Good. Don't ask me anything. I'm just kidding. Ow. Yeah, don't touch me. Okay. This one's kind of sad. But, yeah. If this was to be our very last conversation, comma. Yes, the comma. Is there anything you'd want to say to me?
You have nice hair.
Thanks. Ew. Okay, is that all?
Yeah.
Okay. Next. This is the last question. Mm-hmm. What does your future hold?
Adventure. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anything you want to, like, do by the time you're, like, my age? Because I only have a few months left of being 19.
Oh!
I know. And you only have a few months left of being 12. I leave my teens when you go into yours.
Well, dang. I want to either do more dancing classes or...
Oh, yeah, you need those.
Or do more acting classes.
Yeah. I mean, you're already fake, so that'll come easy. Ow! Okay, I'm just joking.
That's so mean.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, that's all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thanks.
That's all for the interview. Done.